Have you ever gone into a project without a clear strategy and immediately regretted it? The best example I can think of is cleaning my house. If I try to declutter on a whim, I end up making a bigger mess than when I started. Then I give up halfway through the process because it's overwhelming. This week, I created a plan for cleaning up my kids' rooms. And if you have teens or tweens, you know what an overhaul this can be instead of just harping on my son to clean up. I made a plan. I bought 8 big storage totes and set aside a couple of days, knowing this won't get fixed all in one sitting. We started with focusing on one small area at a time, the floor first, and separated every item in that space into a keep, donate, or trash pile. And while he still dragged his feet to keep going, it was much more manageable in the overall process. Especially since we weren't looking at where to put everything in the moment. We created buckets to contain like items as part of a bigger strategy. And that is what I want you to do with your spoken image strategy. With our spoken image, we often talk about all the things that we're interested in or all the things across industries, topics, ideas that spark our interest without really thinking about the strategy of what pulls them all together. And that's not to say you can't talk about everything. We just want a strategy to put all of those ideas into buckets. That way we can have a better plan. So today's episode is all about your spoken image strategy and how you can bucketize, if you will, all of your ideas that you want to include as part of your spoken image. So let's get into it.
Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and thought leadership consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it.
All right. As you are thinking about your spoken image, which is something that we talk about on this podcast a lot because that's what we do, right? That's the name. Every time you are speaking out loud about something, that's part of your spoken image, right? Even in casual conversations, things that you post online, speaking gigs, podcasts, all of this is part of your spoken image. And we want to have a strategy around what we're doing with our spoken image when it comes to our business, our careers, and how we leverage our spoken image to enhance where we want to go with those. And just like decluttering a room in your house, we also need to declutter our spoken image. So think about all of the things that you talk about. And this might take a minute. You might need to do a little bit of an audit to see what have you talked about on other people's podcasts? What have you covered in speaking gigs that you've done? What do you talk about with clients in meetings? What do you talk about with coworkers in meetings? There's all of these places where we need to kind of excavate what it is that we're talking about when it comes to, again, our careers and our businesses. And oftentimes we can go back and look at social media posts. If you are active on any social media platform, go back over the last year, 2 years and see, what have I been posting about? Have I gone live? Have I created videos or reels or anything that includes me speaking? Even if it's not you speaking, if it's you posting some words on a screen and things along those lines, that can also kind of filter into this spoken image. So again, audit all of these things that you're talking about. and just kind of jot them down as a general idea of what was I talking about? What was the main message in all of these areas? Now, if you are active as a public speaker, this is a little easier because you probably have notes of all of the speeches that you've done or all of the panels that you've sat on to say, hey, what were the big topics? So that's the first step, right? Is really auditing what the topics are that you've been covering. The second step is to decide your goal. What is it that you want to accomplish? Is it sharing about your business? Is it getting more clients? Is it awareness of the things that you find really important? What exactly is it that you would like to accomplish with your spoken image? And then the third step is the hard one. I'm not going to lie, there's no way to shortcut this. You need to decide what items you are going to keep and which you're going to trash. And just like cleaning out my son's room, it's not an easy process, right? But you have a process. And that's what I want you to think about is with your goal in mind, what should stay? And what should stay is anything that supports the furthering of your goal. So if you really are focused on maybe sharing knowledge with the wider group on how to be a good people leader, and that's your goal, that's your mission, is I just want everybody to know how they can be a better leader of people, right? Because there's a lot of bad managers out there, that sort of thing. Maybe that's your niche. With that in mind, I want you to think about all of the things that you're talking about. Do they fit into that category of spreading knowledge about how to be a better people leader? And if not, then let's just put it off to the wayside for now, right? We don't have to trash other ideas immediately because they could potentially come together as a part of a bigger strategy. Right? So think about what's the main thing that you want to talk about and filter through all of the things that you've been doing and all of the minor topics and all of the little niche things that you've been talking about and see, do they fit into this one main idea? And if so, keep it. Now, again, I'm not going to pretend that this is an easy process to do, right? This is going to take you some time. It's going to take you a lot of thought. If you want to be thoughtful about this, it's going to take some thought, right? But doing this step will really help you to clarify what's next. So the next step is to prioritize all of these main topic ideas. And ideally, you want to group them into three key themes. And I don't want you to think that you have to have very specific key themes. So let's take the example of, you know, making better people leaders. Your three key themes could focus on, you know, community, team building, and anything along those lines that feels like a good fit for you, right? So think about, hopefully, about three key themes that you can plug all of these ideas into. So again, they're more feelings or thoughts or broader ideas within your topic area. And that's going to help you to categorize all of the content that you have already. There might also be some cross-pollination between themes where, you know, something that you've already talked about fits into one of these themes, but it could also maybe fit into another theme. And I want you to put it in both places. That's okay. There can be crossover. This does not have to be a one and done kind of list. The real idea of what we're doing here is organizing your thoughts, organizing the things that you want to talk about into pillars. And that's why I like to have three. It makes it really simple and easy to see. These are the three key areas that I'm talking about. And once you're able to kind of put all of your stuff into those three pillars, it makes everything in your speaking life, in your spoken image as a whole, into such clear context. And then as you think of new topics, new stories, new things that you want to add into it, you can think, hey, where does this fit into something I already have? Where can I build on this idea? And that helps you to create a much broader story profile of all of the things that you're talking about. So we're not just doing this as an exercise of decluttering or for fun, right? I mean, it can be fun, certainly, but it's really to get clarity on where you're going with your spoken image. So when you have all of your ideas, all of your thoughts put into these three buckets, right? These three pillars of your spoken image under one main broad topic. Sit with it for just a couple of days and let it marinate a little bit and go back to it and see, hey, does this still feel like it fits? Oftentimes when we go through this process, we do it in such a rush because we just want to get to the finish line. And sometimes it's not quite where we want it to be when we go back and look at it again. So I don't want you to think of this as like, I'm going to finish this process in a day. You can get started in a day, certainly. But if you try to finish it all in one day and say, okay, bam, here is my spoken image strategy and I am good to go, it's going to change over time. It's going to evolve. You might look at it next month and be like, oh, I hate everything about this. I want to change it. And even with that, sit and marinate on it for a minute and think to yourself, do I really want to change this or am I frustrated with something else? Right? So think through this stuff and just let it simmer, let it sit there. And as you are speaking up, because the speaking part doesn't stop, right? You're still talking to people, you're having meetings, you're having panels, you're having podcasts and interviews and discussions all over the place. As you are doing all of your normal daily activities with your business, with your career, think about after the fact, did that fit into one of those pillars that I've decided should be my spoken image strategy? And if you keep getting yes after yes after yes, then you're on the right track, right? And that's how you know, okay, I'm in a groove. This all makes sense to me. And you can build on it from there. The great thing about having this spoken image strategy with your main topic, your three key pillars, is that when you have a new thought, a new idea, a new story, a new example, you can look at that roadmap that you already have in front of you and say, okay, where does this fit? And maybe you're heavy on one side of the three pillars and you want to think of something that you can fit into one of the others, right? So it kind of gives you an area to focus on where you say, huh, I haven't really talked about this in a while. What else could I talk about in this area? And so that again is the beauty of having a spoken image strategy. It gives you that roadmap. It gives you sort of this, you know, document, if you write it down, if you like it that way, it gives you this document to look at and say, where am I at? Where am I going? And where does everything fit? Now you may be thinking, what about those other ideas that I either, you know, put in the trash pile or I put in the donate pile if you decided you wanted to hold on to some stuff and maybe not quite just trash everything that didn't fit, right? We have multiple interests. Many of us are multi-passionate entrepreneurs, or we have, you know, a career and a business, or we have all of these different facets in our lives. And so we don't necessarily want to trash all the ideas that don't fit. So we sort of have this like little donate pile or this limbo pile of different ideas. And I challenge you to look into that pile and say, what in there can I connect with my spoken image strategy, right? So then you can start thinking about it as, you know, little, spokes on a wheel, so to speak, and say, okay, are there other things that I can branch out on, but I can still tie it back to my key message, my main topic in one way or another? And there's so many different ways to do that. So it's hard to get too specific, but think about it this way. every topic that you probably learned in school, right, had a key theme. You have math, you have science, you have English language arts. All of these are your main topics. Within those main topics, right, in math, you've got algebra, you've got arithmetic, you've got geometry, you have all of these different subtopics, right? And so think about that in relation to what it is you're talking about. What's your main topic? What would be your subject in school, so to speak? And then what are the elements that you want to focus on within that? And that doesn't mean those are the only elements, but hey, that's what's happening in this class today, right? We are not doing geometry in calculus class, right? There's all sorts of different things that you can relate to that don't have to fit into your overall strategy as a whole. So I hope that all of this has made sense to you today. If it's something where you're like, wow, this sounds overwhelming, this sounds like a lot of work, I challenge you to just get started. Start with one thing and say, what is my main topic, my main idea that I really want to be talking about? And you can just simmer with that for a couple of weeks and say, okay, is that the main topic or do I need to modify that a little? And as always, if this is something where you're like, ooh, I just need a little bit of guidance, I need some walkthrough help with it, right? Just like we sometimes hire organizers to help us with our house in the theme of this example that I've been using all day. Sometimes we hire these organizers to come in and help us. I've done this many times. It's super helpful. And I am the organizer for your spoken image strategy, right? You can contact me on semiconventional.com and book a discovery call. Let's talk about your spoken image strategy. I have something really exciting coming up this month because this weekend is my 40th birthday. And so I am doing a little bit of something special for you all that's going to be released later on this week. So I want you to stay in the loop, but book a discovery call at semiconventional.com so we can talk about your needs, your spoken image, and see if we're a good fit to strategize together. And as always, I want to hear how this is going for you. So feel free to email me, april@semiconventional.com, or shoot me a DM on Instagram. That's where I'm more active on social media. And let me know how your spoken image strategy is going. I really, really want to know. Till next time.
Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.